The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Do you ever have the list either in your head or on your notes in your phone, and it's a list that you never take care of? I took care of my list. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Yes.
What was on this list, Dana?
For anything from cleaning my baseboards to doing touch-up paint to moving my cat out of our bedroom, which was very important for many reasons. My cat is sick. And Otto, when you come home, our bedroom is back to ourselves. It was like having a child in there. Yeah.
It's our own little sanctuary again, huh?
It is our own little sanctuary again. We just did all of these. I feel like we, because I have two cats. I did all of these things that I'd had on my list forever, and they bother me. Producer Jack is very much like me. He works ahead. And so if you have things that have to be done, it drives me insane. And so I was kind of driving myself crazy. I was like, you know what? Get up and do them. And I got our front door fixed.
You're just a money spending machine. That's what you are.
Oh my God. That's the only thing that cost money. The rest was me doing it. I couldn't refinish the door. I tried, and it looked awful.
When Dana called me and she was like, look at our new front door. Look how amazing it looks. The first thing I said was, how much did that cost?
Oh no. Well, wait. Yeah. What happened? How did we go from the baseboards to repairing the door?
Because the front door was squeaky. Dana decided she had to redo the entire front door because it squeaked.
Well, it was so bad. Bad that Otto's mother, talking to him one day, said, please do something about that door. It's so bad. Somebody had to take care of it.
Now, Dana, did you do the door and the baseboards in the same day?
Yeah. No. Not in the same day. No, it took me a while to get it all done. It was a long list.
If you did it all in the same day, then that's overachiever energy.
But those days are behind me.
If you did it separately, then I think that's a very productive weekend. I mean, very few things better than walking into a clean home.
My house is already clean, but it's like sparkly right now.
Okay, so Dana and I are very fortunate. We have two homes. I'm at the other home. And right now we have a real estate person who we worked with on this home that needed to show off the floor plan. So he texted me this weekend. And he was like, hey, man, if you could let me show your house, that'd be great. So I got this place looking like a hotel.
Which I love. I mean, that's the way I like to live. Thank you, Otto.
Do you know how they put the lines in the grass? I put the lines in the carpet. That's how far I went with this. I mean, the house is pristine. And I'm sitting here waiting for these guys, these real estate people, to show up so I can show them my house, waiting. And then I finally text our friend. I'm like, hey, man, I'm here. I got things to do. Where are these people at? And the real estate guy gave him the wrong address.
No!
But you know what? My house looks clean, and that's all that matters.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, so Mandy Brooke has been nominated for International Songwriter of the Year. She is a finalist. Who is Mandy Brooke, you're probably asking? I know her. I've been following her now probably for 4 years. Now, before I explain to you how she got famous, I want you to hear the song that is nominated.
Don't send me your pickle in my DMs. Don't send me your pickle in my DMs. Unless you want me to sit around with all my friends and make fun of your little pickle. Don't want to see it far away. Don't want to see it up close. Don't want to see it propped up on your... That's gross. Oh, no. Even if it hangs low, it still looks like a troll. Don't want to see your pickle.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so it's called Little Pickle, and it's definitely something we do. If you're sending any kind of photos, just know that the entire office has seen it. Mandy Brooke is a woman on social media who started to cover songs as a grandmother at the nursing home, showing her young granddaughter what music was like when I was little. So she's covered, you know, from Nicki Minaj to Cardi B to Kesha to Lil Wayne. In fact, when she covered Lil Wayne Lollipop, I mean, think about it. She's at the nursing home singing this to her grandkids and like, word for word. Her Lil Wayne cover was so good. Lil Wayne actually DM'd her. Now, she's blowing up at this point, right? This is like 2023, 2024.
This is when I found out who she was.
Oh, I showed you. Remember? I was like, look, look, Lil Wayne DM'd Mandy Brooke. But she didn't know how to react. So she, of course, sent him a message back. Here's how it went.
Lil Wayne just DM'd me.
She's telling her mother.
What's happening, Mom?
I didn't know what to say. How are you supposed to say Lil Wayne?
That's what you said to Lil Wayne.
Unfriended.
Don't tell your father what you said to Lil Wayne.
I said, OMG.
That's all she said. Lil Wayne's like, wow, you did this. It's so great. And she said, OMG. And then so she answers him. Well, he never answers her after that.
Of course not. Yeah.
He's like, that's it, girl? That's what I get? OMG.
I mean, I wouldn't know what to respond to Lil Wayne.
Well, you know, the story, the reason that I started following Mandy Brooke is because she went through a very painful divorce. And her husband was someone who was not very kind to her. She always had a creative streak in her, and he would make fun of her singing. He would make fun of her looks. He was very derogatory.
Not a
good person at all. And here, what drew me to her was her reflection on her new life.
My life looks different than it did a year ago. And I've learned that that's okay. I can work hard and be gentle with myself at the same time. It's completely possible to feel hurt and pain and excitement and wonder and joy all at once. It's okay to miss them. And laughing until you cry is the best cure for anything.
I love that she said it's okay to miss them, because at that moment she still missed her ex, but now she's good. She's fine and she's healing, and her creative has taken her to become one of the finalists in the International Songwriter Competition. In fact, can we dedicate the Pickle song to her ex? Can you play that again? Just let's get that on. Jack, do you mind? Yeah? Producer Jack, roll it.
Don't send me your pickle in my DMs. Don't send me your pickle in my DMs. Unless you want me to sit around with all my friends and make fun of your little pickle.
Oh my gosh. That's like the best revenge, right? Happiness.
It is.
The
it really
best
is.
Revenge of all time.
I mean, I'm pretty sure the best revenge is having Lil Wayne in your DMs.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Justin Bieber had such an amazing duet that the crowd was in tears. No, it wasn't SZA. No, it wasn't Tim's. No, it was not Kid Laroi. It was 11-year-old Justin Bieber.
Because if I got you, I don't need money. I don't need cars. Girl, you're my heart.
I literally saw Justin Bieber on my timeline. He headlined Coachella for the first time, but he looked so different. Number one, he's completely sober. Number two, he was smiling the entire time. And number three, he seemed like he's healing. Does that make sense? Like,
yes.
He seems like he's in a healing phase of his life.
But the performance didn't go without some controversy, because he sat on stage and watched YouTube videos with the crowd.
I loved it. Brilliant.
I thought it was amazing. I thought it was, yes, brilliant. The fact that his career was launched on YouTube, and he sat there with everyone and is like went through his career on YouTube in front of an audience. To me, I thought that was super, the most personal thing you could do.
And also,
other people were outraged, because they're like, I paid all this money for a ticket. There's no singing. There's no dancing. Well,
Otto,
singing,
it
but
was
no dancing.
Complete live singing. Complete live guitar. He had guests out there. He sang with himself. And I think that was very much in his artist's way of saying, I'm here now to that little boy. We've made it and I'm doing well. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's how I felt. The crowd was crying. There were tears all over Coachella. You've never seen that.
I was all for it, but like, people were saying, why does Sabrina Carpenter put on basically a Broadway show and Justin Bieber's
because they're two different artists, and to compare them doesn't even make any sense. It's ridiculous. So he also referenced a tweet in 2012 that a then young Haley Baldwin sent out about him having an embarrassing moment.
This is me walking into a glass door. Oh, yep, there it is again. I did not see that glass there.
I thought it was very interesting that he would pull up an old tweet from his now wife. Because remember, there are all these rumors that she was completely obsessed with him since she was little. True, so what?
Because they didn't even know each other then, right? She was just like a super fan at that point.
Super fan, yes. And she followed him from concert to concert. Of course, she comes from a very famous family from the late 90s and early 2000s. The Baldwins kind of ran Hollywood. So they would get her backstage. And you know what? She got what she worked for. She got her husband.
She got what she worked for.
She got what she worked
for. That was crazy.
So what?
It was her 10-year plan, huh?
Yeah, her 10-year plan since she was 12. whatever. Someone else who had a very big night. I mean, because I was not expecting for Swae Lee. Now, Swae Lee wrote Post Malone's hit, Sunflower. Okay, arguably one of the biggest songs from one of the Spider-Man soundtracks. Obviously, it was the Spider-Verse, right? Enter the Spider-Verse.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Miles Morales. Okay, Swae Lee's on stage, and he performs this part with his son in a Spider-Man costume. Oh my gosh! That's why I said older millennials, because I'm like, Swae Lee has a son now that's in a costume of Coachella. On stage at Coachella with his son.
And it's beautiful to see Swae Lee have his moment because he does so much writing for the industry that he goes unrecognized. He also wrote Formation for Beyonce.
He has written so many
Unforgettable
hits.
For French Montana.
Yep.
Yeah, what group was he in?
Ray Shimmered.
Everybody remembers the Mannequin Challenge.
Yes.
He should have done that at Coachella. That would have gone down in history.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Now I know why Britney Spears has reunited with her sons, and it's such a good thing. Let's get into it after famous people's birthdays, Anthony A.
We have the Brat celebrating her birthday. NFL quarterback Baker Mayfield also celebrating a birthday. And actor Adrian Brody celebrating his birthday.
Okay, so Britney Spears is in rehab and she put herself in there.
Oh.
It is a rehabilitation for drugs and alcohol, which I think are the same thing, but whatever. I'm so happy for her. We have all been so worried.
This is a humongous step for her to actually put herself in rehab. That means that she knows there's a problem now.
Do you think that it's because of her sons? I do.
Yes, 100%. It has to be. She wanted to probably reignite the relationship with her sons, and they said, get yourself right, and she said, I'll do it.
And maybe now, too, looking back on it, because her son recently changed his name, mm-hmm. I think just Sean. On his Instagram, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that was more of a sign of support for what she's about to go through.
I think so too, Anthony. I had forgot about that. You're right. Look, Mom, I love you. I'm here for you. You can get through this. It's also just a sign that hopefully she sees that she's been not living well and that she's been in danger. She's putting her life in danger. Remember, Federline said, I'm so afraid that one day I'm going to wake up and the mother of my children, something's going to be terribly wrong. And I'm going to have to give that news to our children. Well, we don't have to think about that anymore. And she can do it. Because we've seen people like Eminem, who says he doesn't even remember the 90s. He literally says, I don't remember making some of my classic albums. And now he's clean and sober. Demi Lovato, who grew up. We literally watched her grow up. She was best friends with Selena Gomez. I know that they've reignited their friendship. But they had some issues because Demi was obviously facing addiction, right? And she was pushing the people that loved her away. Travis Barker, who's now married to Kourtney Kardashian, is very open about his rehab. He says he doesn't drink or anything anymore. He said he got worse after he was in a plane crash with DJ AM. Do you remember this? This is way back in 2000.
Oh, I do. Yeah, because he said he had survivor's remorse.
Survivor's remorse. He and several others were on a plane. DJ AM, who was a very famous DJ who also had addiction issues, were on the plane. They realized what was happening. They jumped and they survived. He says after that, he started doing hard drugs. Kid Cudi. Robert Downey Jr.
His was probably because he was in prison. He was really bad on drugs. I think he might even been living on the street at some point. And now he's one of the biggest movie stars in the world again.
Now he's Iron Man. Hello.
Yeah. And like, as fearful as we've been for the well-being of Britney Spears, and rightfully so, it would be amazing to see her make a Robert Downey Jr. like comeback.
That's what I'm saying. The album, the tour. The world's ready for Britney to come
back. You have no idea how excited I am for this, because can you even imagine seeing her perform her hits, Slave for You again on tour? Oh, the lines would be so long. All right, Brittany, we're in your corner.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The Artemis II is safely returned to planet Earth from its orbit around the moon. A historic moment for Earth. It's so exciting to say for Earth because it's not just for Canada or the U.S. or blah, blah. Earth. That's one of the messages that the astronauts had to say before we hear what I just think is so beautiful. They spoke at the press conference. Obviously, they're kind of sequestered right now. They're being quarantined for the next few days. But they spoke. I want to tell you something. Something odd happened to Scott Kelly. You know, the Senator Mark Kelly, they're twins. Yeah. And they're both astronauts. Something odd happened to him after a year in space. So let's hear from our Artemis II astronauts first, and then I'll tell you.
It's a special thing to be a human, and it's a special thing to be on planet Earth.
When this started on April 3rd, I wanted to thank God in public, and I want to thank God again.
Oh. Planet Earth, you are a crew.
That is something that they all convey, that we are one species. We are one watching Earth from way up high with nothing else. The void, the blackness, and this beautiful, brilliant light that is Earth and all the people that are on it. We're one. That message was so beautiful. Now, I just found out because this is happening, all the experts are coming out onto news and onto social media, right? Scott Kelly is 2 inches taller than Senator Mark Kelly.
After being in space?
Yes. He was there for a year. And the gravity, because you're, I guess your vertebrae
there's
and everything.
There's no gravity to weigh you down. Yeah.
Yeah. He literally grew and he's remained 2 inches taller than his identical brother. So I'm thinking, I need to go to space. I would love to be 5'4".
I know one thing it does also when you come back from space is your equilibrium is gone. So you have a hard time walking. And that's why they're in quarantine right now, right?
Yes. Yeah, so it takes time just to make sure. Plus, I mean, sickness, illness, I don't know. You know, I mean, we've all seen those alien movies. Who knows?
You don't want that space funk. No, yeah. Nobody
I'm
wants
pretty sure
space funk.
They landed in the ocean. Are we sure that they just didn't check in with the dolphins first?
They probably did, Anthony.
I've been watching Gerald the Dolphin stuff on the internet.
Stop with the conspiracy theories.
Don't trust those dolphins.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, we just turned the radio on. We're talking about the pilot who flies for SkyWest Airlines. This is a commercial airplane, just regular people like us. He makes an announcement after he narrowly escaped a collision with another plane. This is the audio of the pilot trying to explain to his passengers why he was flying so erratically.
For those of you on the right-hand side, you probably saw the airplane kind of sort of coming at us. There's no radar here. The tower does everything visually, and so they said report about 6 miles from the airport. So we did that. I think he realized that the spacing wasn't going to work, and he said turn right. So there's an airplane over there, and he says turn left, and then by the time we read back the clearance, looked over and saw the airplane that was kind of coming on a converging course with us. And so given his speed, it was a military, I don't know how fast they were going, but they were a lot faster than us. I felt it was the safest thing to do to turn behind it. So sorry about the aggressive maneuver. It caught me by surprise. This is not normal at all. Thank you for understanding. It was kind of not a fun day at work.
Everybody's like, we don't care. You saved our lives. You saved our lives. So I don't know if you can imagine this, but a commercial airline, a plane, goes about 600 miles per hour, which is insane to me. But the B-52 fighter jet that he almost collided
bomber,
goes anywhere from 1,200 to 2,000 miles per hour.
And it was a lot bigger plane. Man.
So, yeah, they were definitely going a lot faster.
Luckily, it wasn't a stealth bomber. The pilot, all pilots, they have that, like, it's a superhuman ability to remain that calm in those situations.
I mean, obviously they're trained to stay calm because you can't be freaking out, because if it would have been me getting on there, I'd be like, bro, we almost hit that plane. Did you see that maneuver? Did you see that ride I did? Oh my gosh, that was crazy.
Everybody would have been even more scared. You would not have calmed anybody down.
I saw
down
another girl got interviewed that she was sitting on the wing and she said, I was literally looking at the ground. Over the wing. She was like, I've never been in a plane that's flying sideways before, but I did today.
And I'm sure she was like, God help me. At that moment, even atheists were saying the rosary. You know what I mean? Like, please, dear God, Hail Mary's all of it.
Starting to read the little pamphlets that they pass out that nobody reads.
I know that kind of thing, like, you know, and flying is so safe, by the way, but it's still scary because it's so unnatural. to me. Whenever we're taking off, and I've been flying since, I swear to you, my uncle was a pilot. He flew in Vietnam. He was a pilot, commercial airline pilot as well. So I've been flying since I was a baby, barely born. But to me, every time we take off and I look out the window, I think this is just not what we're supposed to do. We don't have wings.
You would have doubted the Wright brothers.
I don't even I would have. How does it even work? How is some machine making me go up in the air, fly across the country really fast?
Physics. It's called science. We'll just keep it that simple.
No, and you're right. So when something like this happens, it freaks me out. Even though I know flying is safer than driving a car, you know, it just, thank God for this pilot.
Yes.
I remember in this, obviously no one had could control this, but the pilot, but automatic. We're, you know, speaking of avoiding accidents, you and I were driving, and I always complain about your driving, but this day I was thanking you so much. We were going past a green light, and to my right, my peripheral, I could see something coming really fast. Otto spotted them first, and he sped up. I mean, I jerked back. The whole car just moved. And when I looked back, because I had my mirror down, I was putting lipstick on or something, this huge moving truck just flew by us and hit a pole head first, probably doing 40 or 50 miles an hour.
Oh,
I would have died.
Destroyed the car.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
And so, you know what? And you were calm like the pilot, automatic. Give yourself some credit.
Oh, if I would have been the pilot, I already told you what I would have done.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.